At the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, more than 200 employees received layoff notices this month. There could be 2,500 furloughs, all because of the federal budget cuts known as the sequester. That would further slow cleanup at the Southeast Washington site. Meanwhile, radioactive waste at Hanford continues to leak from underground tanks. Correspondent Anna King reports.
Up to 3 gallons of radioactive waste a day seeps into the desert sand at Hanford, not far from the Columbia River. That's prompted Washington State Governor Jay Inslee to tour the remote site. Long buses full of officials and media roll through a sea of sagebrush.
Talk louder. We can't hear you back here.
The buses slow near some of the leaking radioactive underground tanks. Tom Fletcher, who manages the containment farms, points out the various groupings.
The T is right in front of us to the right. You can see the yellow barrier over it. And TY is right in front of us, off at about a 45-degree angle to the left.
Nearby, Governor Inslee steps off his bus in chestnut cowboy boots. Here, staring through the tank farm cyclone fence, Inslee asks Fletcher about the waste.
So is this, as far as how you would classify it, is this true or is this high-level?
This is high-level waste.
This is high-level waste.
C-Farm is all high-level waste.
Got it.
Even the fastest government plans to get the radioactive waste out of these aging underground tanks would take years. Inslee announces one idea on his tour, ship some to New Mexico. Back on the bus, Tom Fletcher says it's hard to say how long that would take.
It requires permitting from New Mexico to be done, as well as permitting from the Washington State to be done. And those are two unknowns.
Now the federal budget sequester is slowing work at Hanford even further. More than 200 employees were recently handed layoff notices. There could be 2,500 furloughs. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon chairs the Senate Energy Committee, which watches over Hanford.
What's holding up progress at the Hanford site is the Department of Energy's inability to resolve a host of technical problems surrounding the design of the waste treatment plant and the state of high-level waste storage tanks.
That waste treatment plant is a more than $12 billion factory that would bind up the radioactive sludge in massive glass logs. The plant is more than half built, but safety concerns have idled major portions of the project.
I believe before they start up those facilities again, we need to have the safety and technical issues resolved.
Donna Bushy is a reluctant whistleblower and a top nuclear safety manager on the plant. A big problem, she says, since every tank is filled with different material, the government can't tightly define what the waste will be like when it's fed into the treatment plant. She says that's a fundamental flaw because engineers still don't know what the plant needs to handle. Bushy says it's kind of like building a new home and not knowing what type of cook you are and what type of garbage disposal to buy.
So if all you do is heat up microwave dinners, right, you don't really do anything and just rinse out your plastic, the $69 model will be okay. If you're a chef and you're constantly cooking with new and exciting ingredients, you want the robust garbage disposal that can handle anything you put in there.
Meanwhile, 56 million gallons of radioactive waste still brews away in leaking underground tanks in the middle of Washington's desert. The next likely shepherd of these aging vessels is President Obama's pick for Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz. His confirmation hearing is scheduled for April 9th. I'm Anna King in Richland, Washington.